Hello, friends, and welcome to the Story Behind podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The story behind the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul, written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. I always loved this powerful hymn, and so I was excited to learn the story behind It Is Well With My Soul. The circumstances that led up to this song of contentment and praise may surprise you. Imagine everything in your life is coming up roses. You've married your soulmate, have 5 beautiful children and a booming career. Do you think you'd be able to say to God, "It is well with my soul"? Now imagine all of that is taken away. It's just you and your grief-stricken spouse, nursing horribly broken hearts. Would it be as easy then to say to God, "It is well with my soul"? But that is the powerful truth behind this classic hymn, a truth that brings even more conviction to the soul-stirring lyrics. This incredible story of faith belongs to Horatio Gates Spafford. Much like Job, he placed his trust in God during his life's prosperity, but also during its calamities. A devout Christian who'd immersed himself in Scripture, many years of his life were joyous. He was a prominent Chicago lawyer whose business was thriving. Horatio owned several properties throughout the city. He and his beloved wife had 4 beautiful daughters and 1 son. Life was more than good. It was blessed. But faith, no matter how great, does not spare us from adversity. Just as Horatio hit the pinnacle of his profession and financial success, things began to change. It began with the tragic loss of their son. Not long thereafter, the Great Chicago Fire destroyed nearly every real estate investment Horatio owned. Just a few years later, in 1873, Horatio decided to treat his wife and daughters to a much-needed escape from the turmoil. He sent them on a boat trip to Europe, with plans to join them shortly after wrapping up some business in Chicago. Just a few days later, he received a dreadful telegram from his wife. Saved alone. It bore the excruciating news that the family ship had wrecked and all 4 of his daughters had perished. In 1873, Horatio was on his way to meet his heartbroken wife, passing over the same sea that just claimed the lives of his remaining children. It was then that he put his pen to paper and the timeless hymn was born. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like a sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. It's incredible to think such encouraging and uplifting words were born from the depths of such unimaginable sorrow. It's an example of truly inspiring faith and trust in the Lord, and it goes to show the power our God has to overcome even the darkest times of our earthly life. Horatio Gates Spafford died of malaria in Jerusalem on October 16, 1888, and is buried in American Colony in Jerusalem. While the author of this beautiful hymn has passed on, we still have this beloved hymn to inspire us daily in our walk. We pray this brought you inspiration. Be sure to share this story with others who could use a reminder that our God will see us through any storm.
Thank you so much for listening to the Story Behind podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links below in our show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help more people find us. The Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.